full praise here. Let everybody, let everything that is breathing in, Lord, you've been good to every one of us. And we give you praise today. We give you praise today. We give you praise today. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4 and 6. One God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. One God, Father of all, who is above all, and he is through all, and thank God he is in us all. Hallelujah. That's right, let's give him praise right now. We focus everything on you, Jesus Christ. Let this service, let our words, let every remaining song, let this message, let every word, every sentence, everything be toward you, Jesus Christ, our all and all. I'm just preaching today. He's the all factor. The all factor. You may be seated. We are thankful for what we know about God. We are thankful for what we've experienced in him. But we can't fully explain him. We can talk about him. We've experienced him. And by revelation and through wisdom and anointing, we can begin to explain him. But we can't fully explain this God whose presence is in this room. Somebody said to try to explain God is like trying to explain the internet to an ant. You just can't do it. He's too great. He is beyond. Because he's the first and the last. He's the beginning and the end. He's the keeper of creation, and he was the creator of it all. He's the architect and the manager of this universe. He always was, he always is, and he always will be. He will always be unmoved, unchanged, and undefeated. He's all and all. He was bruised and he brought healing. He was pierced and it eased our pain. He was persecuted and it brought our freedom. He is risen and there is life and power. He reigns and brings peace. The world can't understand him. Armies of hell can't defeat him. Schools can't explain him. Leaders can't ignore him. Herod couldn't kill him. Pharisees couldn't confuse him. And the people couldn't hold him. Nero tried to crush him but couldn't. Hitler couldn't silence him. The New Age can't replace him. Doubters and skeptics cannot explain him away. He is all in all. He is light, he is love, and he is Lord. He is goodness, he is kindness, he is gentleness, and he is the one true living God. He's holy, righteous, mighty, powerful, and pure. He's always right. His word is eternal. His will is unchanging, and his mind is upon you and I. He is Savior, Redeemer, Rescuer, Rewarder. He's our rock. He's our guide. He's our counselor. He's peace. He's comfort. He's life. He's joy. He's magnificent. He's merciful. He's mighty. He's a strong tower. He's a shelter. He's a shield. He's the wisdom of the wise. He's the power of the powerful. He's the Ancient of Days, the ruler of rulers, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, leader of leaders, overseer of the overcomer. He's everything for everybody, everywhere, every time, and in every way. He's God. He's faithful. He's exalted. He's yours, and he's all in all. We praise you now, Lord. It's out of our heart that has begun to know you. And we have a portion of a revelation of you. Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That old song said, He's everything. He's everything to me. He's my father. He's my mother. He's my sister. He's my brother. He's everything to me. He is all in all. God's all is greater and ministers to and answers to all of our alls. All of our sicknesses. All of our death. All of our diseases. All of our trials. All of our life. God's all answers to our alls. He has it all. God needs nothing. Hear me this morning. We don't have to wait for God to go get it this morning. God doesn't have to go get it. He needs nothing outside of himself. The very term Jehovah means the eternal, self-existent one. God didn't need any help getting started. We needed help. We needed the hand of God and the breath of God, the dust of the earth and the power of Almighty God. But God didn't need any help getting started. He is the eternal one. He always has been. And you start thinking on that very long and it'll blow a fuse. Because we can't comprehend something that doesn't need some help to get started. But the God that is in this room right now has enough power to start on his own. And not only does he not need us to start him, he doesn't need us to keep him going and keep him plugged in and keep him on fire. He is the self-existent one. One of his names, El Shaddai, means the self-supplying one, the all-sufficient. God never has to go to Schnucks to get it. He don't have to go to the bank to get it. He's got it. By the way, talking about Schnucks, I've heard those old stories. You have too. God can set a bag of groceries on a porch. God can provide the need. God can supply the money. God can supply whatever is needed. He needs nothing or no one else to exist. He loves us and he wants us with him. But when it comes to supply and when it comes to power and when it comes to ability, he is the God who is enough. He needs nothing outside of himself. So he's all he needs. But I'll just quickly tack onto that. He's all we need. We need nothing outside of him. We need nothing outside of him. He is everything. He is everything that we need. For in him, said Paul to the Colossian church, in him dwelleth, talking about Jesus, that's why when you say his name this morning, you're saying the name of Almighty God. For in him, Jesus, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead. Everything it took and takes God to be God is in Jesus Christ. Because he is God manifested in the flesh. In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And Brother McLean was preaching ahead of me. He was a few sentences ahead of me. And you are complete in him. We've got all we need. That's what Paul said. You are complete. You don't have to look for it. You can read books and you should read books, but you don't have to go to a book to get it. You should have education and we should want more education. But you don't have to go to education. God will use that education to give you a completeness. But our sufficiency is in him. You are complete in him. He's all in all. He's all we need. He's the all factor. He is everything we need. You don't have to go to worry. You don't have to go to anxiety. You don't have to go anywhere, but you can go to God. He's all we need. He's all we need when it comes to salvation. If there would be anybody here in quandary and wondering about how to be saved, or what does it take to be saved, or where do I find salvation, I simply present to you, He's all we need for salvation. Here's why. Because He said, beside me, there is no Savior. I am the Lord, and beside me, there is no Savior. And then Jesus, when He came to this earth, said in John 14 and 6, I am the way. I am the way. I'm all you're going to need. You don't have to hunt out another way. You don't have to worry, what if this way doesn't work? This way will work every time. Faith in God, and if you will repent of your sins if you have not already, and then if you will be baptized in water for the remission of your sins by immersion done with the name of Jesus being called over you and you having faith in that name, if you will do that and be filled with the Spirit, you don't have to wonder, is there another way? Jesus said, it's all in me. Everything we need. Everything. You know, I think it would be good for us just to take a little pause here and thank God that we know Him as our Savior. And we know the salvation plan. Yes, go ahead. Let's thank Him. Oh, Lord, I want to thank You that we know that You're our Savior. And that we know what You said that we should do to appropriate that salvation factor into our lives. Oh, we are so thankful for it. Hallelujah. You see, it's all in Him. He's the only one that can forgive our sins. Now, we can go to one another and ask forgiveness, and well, we should, and we can grant forgiveness. But as far as the removal of the stain of that sin, He's the only one that can really forgive us of our sins. Here's why. He's the one we sinned against. So it's the one that's been sinned against that really has the validity to forgive sin. And then also because He's the only sacrifice and covering for our sins. Forgiveness any other way doesn't work, but forgiveness to Him and through Him always works. And has anybody experienced that? When you said, Lord, I'm sorry, didn't He say, I forgive? You know, we could just have a praise service because the Bible says the angels rejoice over one sinner that repents. We can have a whole lot of praise time and praise services just thanking God. Thank You, Lord, for accepting my repentance. Woo, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, the Holy Ghost is good. Water baptism is good, but repentance is really good. And He's the only one that can forgive. And He's the only one that can wash away sins in waters of baptism. That's why we baptize in His name, because neither is there salvation in any other. He's the all factor. It's all in Him. And with Him, it's all or nothing. We either believe and trust in Him, or really we don't have anything eternally. He's the only one that can fill us with the Holy Ghost. That's why we say, He's all we need in salvation. You call on Jesus and you repent to Jesus. As you are repenting, He will forgive you. And after you've repented, you say, I desire to obey the Bible and I want You to baptize me, Pastor, and I don't want You to baptize me in any other way and with any other name. I want You. Whew. Now, you wouldn't get any argument here or here with any of these good men of God. You wouldn't get any argument. But I wouldn't mind somebody just saying, now, Pastor, you be sure you baptize me in Jesus' name. I love that. You be sure. Every once in a while, we'll get a call and somebody will say, now, they'll go through a little repertoire of questions, and this is usually early on. Now, do you baptize in Jesus' name? That's the deal breaker right there. Because they want to make sure. They want to make sure. Because they understand it's all in Him. It's all in Him. He's the one that can take care of it all and that can wash it all away. In fact, the writer of Hebrews said it this way in chapter 7. He is able also to save them to the uttermost. Now, he's not describing men and women with that term, the uttermost. He's talking about the salvation of God and how powerful and how deep-reaching and how far-reaching it is. He is able to save them to the uttermost. In other words, he can save us from all of the degrees of sin. It doesn't matter how much one has sinned. He can save you from every degree, our intention, our purpose of sin. And then he also saves us to the intents and degrees and purposes of salvation. I just want to take a little time out right here and say, I'm thankful for what I'm saved from. But I'm also thankful for what I'm saved to. He said, I've brought you out of darkness. But it doesn't stop there. But now you have come into the kingdom of his dear son, out of that darkness and into the marvelous light. We got out of something when we got saved, but buddy, we got into something when we got saved. We didn't just lose our sins, we gained his spirit and we gained his holiness and we gained his power, and that all power that's in heaven and earth is in us right now. I wish I knew all that was inside of me and you. I wish my mind could get a hold of it. I wish my faith could get a hold of it. The power that is in us, that strength, that blessing, that power to rise up and be victorious, because he saved us from every degree of sin. He is able to hear me this morning, and maybe somebody who's once been saved, but you've made a mistake and you're battling some things. I just want to tell you that he can save you from all facets of sin. He can save from the power of sin. He also can save from the guilt. He can save from the guilt. Accept his forgiveness today. You did fail. That tries to produce a guilt. But let that conviction and let that guilt be turned toward God and toward repentance. And do not let that guilt keep you from a faith in God and from an experience in God. He can save you from the guilt of sin. Somebody help me right here. There's somebody that's battling with some guilt in here today. But God is able to overcome. God is able to help you overcome the past guilt, the guilt of past mistakes, the guilt of past wrongs. We're not negating or saying those don't exist. They do exist. But that is what makes the power of God all that more effective. Because there really was guilt. But like the old songwriter said, he set me free. He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. He has brought us out of bondage into a marvelous freedom. He's saving you from the punishment of sin. He can save to the uttermost. He is able to deliver anyone and everybody from all evil. I preach a God today that it doesn't matter what kind of a sin or how promiscuous a person has been or how evil that person has been, or the sin has been. It doesn't matter. He can deliver from all evil and from all sin. He's able to save at any time. He will always be able to save. I thank God for everybody that gets the Holy Ghost when a service is called for. But I'm also able to tell you that God saves when we're not in church. Hallelujah. God forgives as somebody kneels beside a couch. God forgives as somebody utters a prayer of repentance while they're driving down the highway or sitting in the automobile or on break time. He is able to save. He always will be able to save. And he can save us in any time, place, or circumstance. All people, everyone, anyone who has ever been saved and will ever be saved has been saved by this one true loving Savior. All we need is in him for salvation. He's all we need. He is all we need. That's why this church is still baptizing in Jesus' name. We're not swapping names. We're not switching to anything else, any title or anything else, because it's all in him. He's the one who has all power. He's all we need. He's also all we need in life. You know, Jacob, that Old Testament character, when you start identifying with everything that man went through, it's no wonder that he made the statement he did in Genesis 42, where at the close of that verse, the writer quotes him as saying, "All these things are against me." Here's what he was talking about. The loss of his son Joseph. The brothers had mistreated and sold Joseph off into slavery, and he ended up down in Egypt. But Jacob didn't know it. So he's saying, all of this is against me. And then there was the famine to deal with. And then there was the difficult demands of the Egyptian ruler that he didn't know was Joseph, saying, "I want one of your younger sons to come back. I'm sending your other boys back, but I want your younger son." And then the seeming loss of Simeon had occurred. And then he's demanding for Benjamin to be sent down there, this Pharaoh is. And so that's when Jacob, and you really can't blame him when you just look at it on the surface, he's saying, "All these things are against me." He, although he knew God, he did not know all of the story. We know God, but I want to put into somebody's heart right now by the Holy Ghost direction. There are times, and there may be several times, even though we know God, we do not know all of the story. Because while Jacob is very sad up there in the Canaan land, and he is mourning over what he thought was a dead, lost son, God had it all in control. God has it all in control today. God had it all in control for Jacob. God has it all in control today. I'll work on that point a little bit. I need more than just a little denominational response. God had it all in control then. And I'm not waiting for your volume. I'm just waiting for faith here. And he has it all in control. Now, in your life, in your situation, you have every earthly right to say, "All these things are against me." But you have every heavenly right to say, "My God is the all factor. And no matter all of the all that is against me, I serve the all in all." That's it. Receive it right now in Jesus' name. Accept it right now in Jesus' name. Let the word of God, let the seed of the word be planted. He has it all in control. And I'll quickly add to that. All those things are not against you. All of those things that you think are against you, but they are working for you. And I have absolute scriptural proof for this that I lay upon your life today. For our present troubles, Paul said, our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Here's what he said. Our present troubles are small and will not last forever and really very long compared to eternity, compared to the glory that will outweigh them and will outlast them. Whatever we are going through now, it's going to be worth it all. And it's not against me. It's not trying to push you into hell. It's trying to push you into heaven. That might change that phrase from I'm going through hell to I'm going through heaven. Whew. It's not against you. Not if you're a child of God that believes what the writer wrote in Romans 8. And we know. There was a word in one of those songs, a phrase about knowing and being confident in God. And we know. I'm going to slow down right here. I'm going to let this just kind of saturate us. Let it marinate us, on us, and in us. We know. The question's being begged in my spirit. Do we know? And we know that how many things? When you got the all factor. When you got the all factor, you don't have to, well, that blessing's working for me. And maybe that little trial was working for me. He said, we know if we're trusting God, if we're the called according to his purpose, if we're really loving him and committing ourselves, and we know that all things work together for good. All these things are not against you in your family and against you in your life and against you in your marriage or in your physical body. All these things are not against you, but by the hand and by the purpose of the all in all, they are working for you. Whew. As us humans, humanity, we have all of the weaknesses. God has all of the power. You don't ever have to say to God or think about God, God, I wish you'd kind of shore up on this. I wish you'd kind of button this up a little bit here. We're used to hearing that, right? Because we need improvement. We have weaknesses. We have areas that we can always do better. But God has all the power. Think of it this way. We've got all the weaknesses. He's got all the power. So we're weak when it comes to living right and living righteous and living sinless lives. We make mistakes. We're weak when it comes to battling that shame and that guilt as a result of our sin. We're weak when it comes to suffering personal and family dysfunctions. We're weak because there is physical and maybe mental and maybe emotional limitations that we face. And those produce struggle with a poor self-image, and so we're weak. We have abilities and skills and gifts to accomplish, but not everything that we should accomplish. And when you consider all of those weaknesses and others, we are not impressed with ourselves at all. In fact, when you think of all of that poor self-image and physical and mental and emotional limitations and family dysfunctions and personal dysfunctions, when you think of all of that only, we become overwhelmed by and in our weaknesses. But there's good news, and I come to bring you the good news this morning. There is an answer. There is an answer to that overwhelming that comes, that overwhelming spirit, depression, oppression, worry, anxiety that tries to come. It will continue to try to come as long as we live in this life until we get to the other side. But in the midst of all of that, I proclaim to you today, there is an answer. Better said, he is the answer. In our weakness, when we cannot respond adequately to the problem or to the attack, our responsibility is our response to his ability. Sometimes we wonder, What should I do about this? What can I do about this? And many times we feel guilt and feel like I should be doing something about this. Let this be your responsibility. Let your responsibility be your response to His ability. There are people in this room right now that literally, if you acted out exactly the way you are feeling and the heaviness that you are under, if you really acted out what you would really want to do, you would come to some place in this sanctuary and you would have your hands like this as though it were carrying burdens and heavy, heavy loads. And you would just literally try to throw that and get rid of it as quickly and as efficiently as you could. Because we cannot handle it by ourselves. But we have the all factor. We have the God who is all in all. And the good thing about Jesus Christ, you're all in all. Not only does He have all power, and He said it in Matthew 28, all power is given unto me. Sometimes it's like the Lord has asked me about those two words. Which one of those two words don't you understand? Sometimes I understand power, but sometimes I don't understand all. God, I know you've got all power, but there's this situation. There is this matter. There is this difficulty. Jesus said, all power is given unto me. The one we're singing to today, the one you've been calling His name, the one who is seated right beside you, around you, in your life and in your heart, who He says, close, I feel like I could reach out and touch Him right now. That God that is ever present and that is present right here, He's the God that has all power. He said, above every principality, above every power, He's put all things under His feet. He has all power. And He has all power. The psalmist was dealing with fear. It was one of those challenges and those conflicts that he was going through. And here's what he said in Psalm 34. This would be a good plan of action. I feel to offer it to somebody today that is really battling fear. I sought the Lord. Stop. I sought the Lord. It's good to consult others. It's good. And many times if they've walked a pathway, they can help you. But there's sometimes we need to seek the Lord. In fact, always first we need to seek the Lord. Before we call on others. I sought the Lord. I sought Him. And He heard me. Woo, hallelujah. He heard me. He's going to hear you. I won't spend a whole lot of time on it, but I feel like I could. He hears you. I just want to try to convince you today. He hears you. I sought Him. He heard me. And then He delivered me. And that deliverance wasn't just for a moment. And it wasn't just for one circumstance. And it just wasn't from one night of fear or one experience of fear. Woo! And not one time of fear. There are people in here that are battling fears from the past. Some are battling fear in the present. Others are battling the fear of what is ahead, the future. But He said, He delivered me from... I caught you by surprise. He delivered me from... Okay, just preach with me a little bit. He delivered me from all my fears. Which one does God have a struggle with? None of them. Which fear does He have trouble with? That one that's been there a long time? That one that I've never been able to fix? The psalmist said, He delivered me from all. You know why I said it? Because He's the all in all. You've got the all factor. There is not a fear, be it a phobia of darkness, or a phobia of enclosure, or a fear of the past, or a fear of what might be going to happen. Ooh. You know, every once in a while, I believe God. I try to have faith. I do have some faith. I'm going to claim it. I'm not going to disclaim it. I've got it. I've got faith for somebody to be healed in this room today and somebody to be delivered. But fear comes to us. So every once in a while when there's a new report of breast cancer in somebody's life, and even when there's not a report of that, because you've heard these very true stories about how cancer is able to come somewhere else and in some other measure. So every now and again, it's not every time, but it's enough times, fear kind of gets in my mind. And she ends up in the hospital in my mind. I end up standing by myself in my mind. But he delivers you. You know, I wish I could have as much faith, and not just me. I'm going to preach this to you. I wish you could have as much faith in what God can do as fear about what disease can do. Hey, we're not superhuman, but we do have the awe factor. And I feel like we need to step beyond the line of disease and step beyond the line of fear and step beyond the line of doubt. It is not the will of God. Perfect love casts out all fear. When you perfectly love the all in all, you do not have to fear. Woo. Hallelujah. Woo. Say that amen again.
Amen.
Praise God. She can say it with or without a mic. I'm going to tell you, God's been good. And he's a healer. And he has power that supersedes any power. I'm going to tell you, there is nothing that can come against you. But God can overcome it and help you to overcome it and overwhelm it. He is all we need. Would you stand and would you give him some all right now? Would you give him all the faith you can dig down and muster? Would you give him all the voice and the praise? Come on, we're not playing games here today. We're not playing games. No. Oh, yes. Yes. Hallelujah. I command it. I'm going to tell you, God is upon us. And I'm going to give somebody a command in just a moment. But I prayed before, as I was walking out of the office. And I was about 5 steps down. I prayed, God, would you let a certain person come to me and speak a word of affirmation about your power and your authority? We went through some moments of prayer time, and then that very person walked up to me, and they spoke the very same theme that I had just asked God. So on the basis of this word and that word from God, I'm going to speak to you, and with the authority of the Holy Ghost, I'm going to command you. Stop having faith in your fears. Just stop it. It's not all that easy. All. Yeah, but Pastor, look, the God that can take care of the fear can take care of the fear of the fear. That's one of the fears, right? Would you just lift your hand right now? In a form of submission and reception and surrender to God, right? God, we worship you and acknowledge you as the all. Hallelujah. And at the same time, we reverence you and submit to receiving. Holy Ghost, celebrate it. It's so deep. So good, Lord, it's like a book at the Ulysses. All of your situations, all of your family, all of your diseases, he said. Hallelujah. I open this altar right now. Just come. Come to where the all invites you. Just any situation. You don't have to worry about should I pray about this or not. He said all. Cast all of your cares. Cast any, every, and all. Hallelujah. Every situation that needs some direction. Every pathway that needs some light shed on it. The lamp and the light of the word. The light and the burning of the spirit. The pillar of cloud. The pillar of fire. Hallelujah. Is going to give you the direction that you need. Hallelujah. You're all sufficient, God. Hallelujah. You don't have to, we don't have to wait. You can do it right now. You don't have to go get it, God. We can do it. You can do it right now. We can have it right now. Hallelujah. That's it. Come on and begin to pray. Hallelujah. That prayer of faith, that prayer of faith is effectual right there. That's right. Go ahead. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. He heard you. He's hearing you. He's hearing you. Salaboye che si colea te colecta. Speak. That's it. Speak a word. Speak a word with authority. Speak a praise with authority. Speak a request. Hallelujah. Oh, we take dominion. We take dominion. You've given us power over all the power of the enemy. You've given us authority. Yes, you have. You have given us authority. Any spirit, they really do not have the right to talk us into depression, to talk us out of faith. They really do not. They really do not. I take the authority of your word, your spoken word. I take the authority through our faith in the name of Jesus for any salvation, repentance, water baptism and infilling of the Holy Ghost. Receive it. Somebody needs to be refilled. Receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Receive it. Receive your peace. Receive your healing. Healing of the mind. Healing of the physical body. I proclaim the healing of the emotions as only you can heal it, God. Yes, in the name of Jesus. You're able, God. You're the provider. You are the Jehovah Jireh. You are more. You are more than enough for us. You are everything and more. That's it. You recognize it. It's the prayer of faith that is going out right now. It's the prayer of faith. Lord. We admit our weaknesses, but in our weaknesses, your strength is made perfect. In other words, it is all complete.